WMFO in Medford. Well, the intro music is not playing for some reason, so I'll just go ahead anyways. Good morning, Boston, and of course the rest of the world as well, because this is available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to Music You Might Otherwise Miss. First hour, it's a new release show, focusing on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour to be an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, and alternative. Most of you haven't heard it before, which is why this is Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Now, on with the show. Got a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from the New Pornographers, Imelda May, and Eugene Twist. Today's reissue song is from the Eurythmics, from a re-release of a Best Of collection. Also in this morning's entertainment, I have a new single from Delbert and Clinton, and decided to make him today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that, plus all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a tune from San Fermin. They are a mixed-gendered collective fronted by Ellis Ludwig Leone. Ellis describes his style as post-rock, chamber pop, and contemporary classical composition. Unquote. I first discovered San Fermin back in 2013 with the release of their self-titled debut album and their first single, Sansik, which was an amazing tune. It's been a couple years between releases, but 2017 seems to be a year for new material. We are at the end of January, and they've released two singles already, with the latest being Bride, and I'm hoping an album is on the way. New music from San Fermin here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
trees. I could make a home here, my miracle in me. Who likes saltines anyway? Science class seems like yesterday. The crumbs I left myself are food for someone else.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you with the latest at music you might otherwise miss. Closing off that two-song set was a brand new music from Church of Trees. Church of Trees is essentially Felicity DeCarle and Bernard Fraser. As you can tell from that track, it's called Crumbs, They're Only Now. There's Only Now, rather. The duo plays some synth-focused indie pop. The twosome hails from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, and they reached out to me directly to share this song with you. How cool is that? Changing musical direction with an artist called Timid the Brave. Now, Timid the Brave really is the musical vehicle of Tim Sellis. He is a singer-songwriter set firmly in the neo-folk slash indie soundscape. Tim is from Hamilton, Ontario, and has been writing and recording music for almost 5 years now, with two studio albums and one live album under his belt. The sophomore release, Fire Sale, has a street date of February 24th. I have for you the album's pre-release single. This is called Alice. New music from Timid the Brave here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
I fell asleep on your floor, staring at the remnants of your war. Your body not moving. slept with your bed by the door. Always ready to go. Gathered round your treasure bed, bidding on the things that dressed your head. A fire sale, a terrible spread. And I can't bear to stare at all those relics of the dead. When I awoke, I was alone and I was scared, but I was ready to go. Backyard. The blossoms are all bursting into stars. The trees for which you cared and worked so hard.
Inside, I'm dying. Outside, I'm crying. outside I'm crying, crying, crying black tears.
That was the latest material from Imelda May here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. If you're not familiar, Imelda May once referred to herself as Dublin's finest rockin' diva, and she has a great following there. I introduced you to Imelda almost 7 years ago to, well, I guess... when her debut album came out. When I remember introducing to her just a couple years ago that she got famous because of a big break given to her by Jeff Beck. Jeff Beck invited her to share the stage with him in the 2010 Grammys. She presents very well with her musical style, her stage presence, and she had this really interesting hairstyle, which led her to a new contract. Next thing you know, she's doing some neat stuff. Well, she's come out now with an entirely new persona. She's gotten rid of the sass and the rockabilly. She's gotten more introspective. Her new album is called Life, Live, Flesh, Blood. She reinvents herself, as I mentioned, as her image and style. That tune is called Black Tears, and Jeff Beck is featured there on guitar as well.
We are World Vision, and we believe in children. We believe in educating girls and women about immunizations, nutrition, and the healthy timing and spacing of pregnancies.
If you believe, visit worldvision.org/believe.
Next up is a new collaborative effort by Kate Tucker and Ross Flournoy, and they perform under the name Little Reader. I've been following Kate for several years now, and she mailed me this song with a little story behind it. Kate and Ross accidentally met in Los Angeles in 2016. They met in a garden where they actually penned their very first tune together. Ross then followed Kate back to her adopted hometown of Nashville, where Kate and her studio bandmates set to make music and a new album. New album will be called The Big Score. Don't have a release date for it yet. Kate sent me two tracks, Here Forever and Running Toward the Sun. I went with the latter. New music from Little Reader here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Sometimes a distance shakes me.
Stay right by the radio. We have today's Lineage with Delbert McClinton right after the latest here from the New Pornographers. Music from the New Pornographers here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss, and my name is TK. Thanks for joining me here on a sunny but chilly Tuesday morning. The New Pornographers, well, they're a Canadian supergroup comprised of standouts Nico Case, AC Newman, Todd Fancy, and Catherine Calder, to name just a few. All these folks individually have successful solo careers. However, something keeps drawing them to write, record, and play together. Since the year 2000, this collaborative collective have released 7 albums. The latest is Whiteout Condition, which officially drops April 7th. The band will be on tour promoting the new record, and that will include a stop here in the Boston area at the House of Blues on April 25th. By the way, the tune I just played there is High Ticket Attraction, since the album's pre-release single. All right, it's time for our first feature. It's called The Lineage. It's the part of the show when I'm going to play a new tune from an artist, and then I'll follow it up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun. helps add some perspective to an artist's career. And today's pick is Delbert McClinton. I've been a fan of Delbert McClinton since I first saw him play live at 2004 South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. And my very first radio show was called the Uptown Blues Party, which was an up-tempo blues-based format, and I featured Delbert quite frequently. Delbert is now 76 years old, and the guy still writes and plays music. The guy has way too many albums to count, and he's just released another. The new album is Prick of the Litter. It dropped January 27th. The vocal range that Delbert has isn't quite as wide as it once was, but he still pens a thoughtful, descriptive tune. The song I have to share with you is called San Miguel. So this is Delbert McClinton. He is today's lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Didn't leave my heart in San Francisco. Left it with a pretty señorita in San Miguel. When the sun comes up on Sunday morning, I'll be strolling down the cobblestone street to the Mission Bell. There's magic in the air, laughter everywhere, the jacarandas in bloom. We make love in the morning, siesta in the afternoon. But the nighttime is the right time. That's when I feel it's easy to fall in love in San Miguel.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. Music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was Delbert McClinton with That's the Way I Feel, which was released originally back in 1990 on his I'm With You release. If you want to check out today's new release show playlist, I've posted it already. Well, no, I actually haven't posted it already. Shame on me. I'll be posting it a little bit later on this morning. I didn't get to it last night, so I will do it a little bit more. That is, while you're there checking out the playlist, you'll be able to smooth on over to the top 10 list of 2016. I have some honorable mentions there as well. Also, some free downloads and some videos are housed there as well at my website at tksmusic.com. Check it out. All right, keeping the tunes going here with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from the Eurythmics, and the album that has been re-released is The Very Best of the Eurythmics. So the Eurythmics, well, they're Dave Stewart and Annie Lennox, and they founded the Eurythmics in 1980. They started first working together in a band called The Tourists before moving into their own direction. They struck it big 3 years after the start of the band, with the release of the second album, Sweet Dreams Are Made of This. And they had a 10-year run before they split in 1990. The collection had, or this collection rather, has all the big tracks like Sweet Dreams Are Made of This, Love is a Stranger, Sisters Are Doing It for Themselves. And this one, this is kind of one of the ones I really liked a long time ago from the album originally, Touch. This is Right By Your Side. So this is the Eurythmics with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Yeah.
Freeform Radio. Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two-song set was a new single from Holly McVie, M-A-C-V-E. Even though that song, Heartbeat Blues, has a pure Americana texture to it, Holly is originally from Ireland and raised in Yorkshire in the UK. Holly quite plainly credits her mother for her singing style. Her mom was a fan of Bob Dylan and old blues and some Hank Williams. This talented 21-year-old is ready to release her debut full-length album, Golden Eagle, on March 3rd. That song, again, is called Heartbreak Blues. It's not yet available for purchase, but will be included on that album. Keeping the tunes going here today with a band called Wildorado. They are Maxim Rainier, Colton Deering, Tyler Wimpey, and Justin Keela. Four dudes from Los Angeles, California, making some nice indie alt-pop slash rock. The boys put out a couple EPs in 2016 and are starting this year with a dynamite new tune called Under the Weather. New music from Wildorado here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Yeah. To figure out. But what came next in his little box of tricks was astounding. Slowly in went the feet, slowly in went his shins, shortly after his knees, until somehow his whole waist was in.
New music from Eugene Twist here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. Music you might otherwise miss. Well, you know, DK, that's me. Eugene Twist is another artist that reached out to me directly, and I'm really glad he did. This rocky young man hails from Glasgow, Scotland, and has just released his second album, The Stuntman, which came out January 2nd, and you just sampled there the title track. Let me slip in one more from Mangana. Magana is essentially Jenny Magana, a young and talented alternative pop songstress out of Brooklyn, New York. She has just released this single called Pages because she's getting ready to go out on tour to promote her EP Golden Tongue, which came out in October of last year. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss.